Stanley nodded as if he understood. "I want you to know, Stanley, that I respect you," Mr. Pendanski said. "I understand you've made some bad mistakes in your life, otherwise you wouldn't be here, but everyone makes mistakes. You may have done some bad things, but that doesn't mean you're a bad kid." Stanley nodded. It seemed pointless to try and tell his counselor that he was innocent. He figured that everyone probably said that. He didn't want Mr. Pendanski to think he had a bad attitude. "I'm going to help you turn your life around," said his counselor, "but you're going to have to help too. Can I count on your help?" "Yes, sir," Stanley said. Mr. Pendanski said, "Good," and patted Stanley on the back. Two boys, each carrying a shovel, were coming across the compound. Mr. Pendanski called to them. "Rex, Alan, I want you to come say hello to Stanley. He's the newest member of our team." The boys glanced wearily at Stanley. They were dripping with sweat, and their faces were so dirty that it took Stanley a moment to notice that one kid was white and the other black. "What happened to Barf Bag?" asked the black kid. "Lewis is still in the hospital," said Mr. Pendanski. "He won't be returning." He told the boys to come shake Stanley's hand and introduce themselves, like gentlemen. "Hi," the white kid grunted. "That's Alan," said Mr. Pendanski.